from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B and I are out here in Ashburn for training camp. We got to talk to Dan Quinn this morning. You can tell DQ is starting to have a little bit of talking about Jaden all the time fatigue. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't blame him. Because, dude, the man told you the first day he set the tone for what they're going to do. Why ask the same damn question every day? To be honest with you.
I think so. I hadn't asked a Jaden question in a few days. Today I did because we get to talk to Jaden. And so in my mind, I'm trying to frame, are there certain benchmarks you want to clear along, like what are your goals for the preseason, right? What are your goals for training camp?
And then you want to ask that to Jaden?
Yeah, and then kind of balance that with what DQ said where, you know, everything builds on itself. And here's what I can tell you. Jaden's the starting quarterback. I don't think we need to get too caught up in when it becomes official.
See, that's the thing about that one. So that situation right there is the one that they need to let that rest.
I agree.
Yeah, that's going to happen when it's going to happen.
Well, and frankly, Marcus Mariota's not having it. We're only 3 days in, and I think it's important to point that out. Like, a lot can change over time, but Mariota, like, if it is a competition, let's pretend this was an actual competition. Jaden's winning.
Yeah.
And Jaden threw the first pick today. That's going to happen.
Oh, Lord, why did you say that, JP?
Right, right.
Now people go, oh, man, we should have picked Drake May.
No, they're not.
Oh, there's some idiot out there that's saying that. I told y'all he wasn't as good.
I think people are relatively level-headed on this.
I think you are not.
There's always one idiot you can find, but I'm saying
you're
going to
find
general,
more than one.
In general.
It's more than one. They're not level-headed, believe me.
There was a pretty sweet play. Now, we were on the far side, so it looked like maybe a bobbled snap or something, and Jaden went down and then was able to get to the left side, and you just see, I've said this for a while.
The dude can fly.
Yeah, dude, he's like a glider, and he kind of builds speed as he goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's pretty impressive to watch. But, you know, there was this little kerfuffle, perhaps. I don't know the best way to describe it. But Dan Quinn was talking this morning that Washington wanted Emmanuel Forbes to come back 15 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
And Dan Quinn says he is 15 pounds heavier. I don't want to get caught up in too much of the minutia on this because depending, he was listed at 163 from the combine, which is an official measurement. Mm-hmm. And then he's listed on the website now at 180, which it would be about that 15, 17 pound difference. Mm-hmm. I got to be honest, I'm not sure I buy it, but he also might have been putting weight on last. To me, he looks the same as he did, but he might have put weight on from the combine to last season.
Yeah. But him putting on 15 pounds won't make that big of a difference when you look at him. It's his body. It's his build.
Right.
You know, like you were talking earlier about Samuel Strill, he basically is shorter than Jaden. But when you're shorter, you look thicker.
And he's jacked, right.
You know, I mean, not Jaden. Then Forbes. Forbes is thin. He's built like a thin person. He can gain 15 pounds and still he's going to look skinny.
Right.
You know? He went from thin to skinny. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right, right.
Now he's skinny. If he keeps going, then he's going to get to be in shape.
I'm not sure he's going to.
He don't need to gain no more.
So
If they could get him to play and use the skills he had, you forget about his size.
I totally agree. So, Sam Ristill has really been impressing me, right?
Yeah.
And it's too early, and they don't have pads on, and yada, yada, yada. I understand all that. But when you watch Mikey Sam Ristill, you can – and you told a cool story this morning, but, like, you can see the dog. You can see the dog in him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yesterday in 11-on-11 – he's playing in the slot and just, like, attacks the line of scrimmage on a clear run play. Like, it's – you know how you watch some DBs kind of, like, half-step when they know it's a run play?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they kind of fill the gap because they know the film's going to show – they want to show something, but they're not – they're maybe willing to take on one blocker just to get one guy out.
They run there with their eyes closed and say, please miss me.
Right.
Yeah.
Samer still doesn't seem like that, dude.
No.
He's 5'10", 180. Forbes, they're claiming, is 6'1", 180. They're just different body types. But I think with tight ends, blocking is about desire and willingness.
Mm-hmm.
I think with DBs, physicality in the run game is about desire and willingness.
Totally.
And I think last year with Forbes, that was lacking. I think you can – I don't know if you can coach that up, but I think you can put a guy – that the entire NFL had a first-round grade on into situations that more suit his skill set,
mm-hmm.
where he's able to read a quarterback's eyes, he's got long arms, and ideally he can jump some routes. You know, like I think that's what you're hoping for more than him becoming – like, I don't think there's some physical maturation coming here where all of a sudden he plays like Richard Sherman.
He's never going to become the guy that just attacks – the big people. So he would have to study a little bit more and learn how to get a jump on it. Mikey, that's just
tell that story.
That's who he is. So like for me, like when I get around like athletes, I don't care if it's high schoolers or whatever, and you're supposed to be the best of the best, I like to watch the dynamics of that situation. So when we went over to do the I forgot the school we were at, but we did this. We built this garden. And when all of those guys came in, I said, let's find out who's the leader of this crew right here. And everybody on the team, Jaden Daniel included, approached and went over to Mikey Samuel. Everybody, all the big dudes, everything. And I said, okay, that's the leader right there. Because you just watch him. And he's kind of the one that attracts everybody. Everybody wants to come around him and make sure they get his approval. You know what I'm saying? And he's the smallest dude in the group. But they all were going to him. So when you hear the things that's said about this kid, and you hear Nick Saban say the things he said, then you watch him out on the field, too.
Right.
You see why. You know, this is a dude they're looking at saying, this dude is not the biggest, but he makes all these damn plays. I got to get something. Let's see if some of his stuff rubs off on me. So he's that dude.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you talk to some of these folks about how they ended up scouting Sam Ristill, and obviously a Michigan guy, and every organization in the NFL was at that Michigan Pro Day. Michigan churned out, I think, like 25 draft picks or something. Uh-huh. Like, it was absurd. But Sam Ristill stands out because of everything he can do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And remember, he was drafted to Michigan as a wideout and converted and became a captain on what is – I mean, truly one of the best
mm-hmm.
college football defenses we've seen in a really long time. So I think, you know, whatever level of concern we have regarding the secondary, think about the two joint practices and the tests they're going to get kind of right away.
Yeah.
If Rodgers is right, and I haven't seen anything to think he isn't, mm-hmm. right? And whatever we think about Rodgers' personality, he's a phenomenal quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see he's healthy, but, like, I mean, that Jets team's got dudes, man. And that – this Commanders rebuilt secondary is going to be tested right away in New York. And I think about, like – I mean, they're so skewed towards the offense. But, like, if they run one-on-ones with Rodgers throwing to Garrett Wilson
mm-hmm. –
buckle up, man. Like, it's going to be – and then after that, Miami.
We got to go see Tyreek again. I think everybody they should have that circled. You know, I understand preseason games don't mean nothing.
Yo,
after last year, I'll have that game circled.
We forgot that Mike Williams from the Chargers is on the Jets now.
Yeah.
So, like, assuming it is Rodgers and he's ready to rock, Breece Hall's a stud. I mean, that Jets team is pretty loaded, dude. Alan
we'll see
Lazard
them for a quick second.
Yeah. Well, no, I think in the practice we'll see far more than the game.
Yeah.
I think
that's
why I think these two joint practices are going to be the most important moments for Jaden and then for the Commanders' rebuild secondary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be awesome to watch. I can't wait. We'll be at both
in the trenches,
them.
Too.
Yeah, dude.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.